Yerushalmi Shviyas, Daf Ayin, Daf Pei Zayin, starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Velva Mbeis. We're talking about again Shmita's Ksofim. And the luck is that you're allowed to go ahead and accept the money from him. If he, as long as he knows that he's, he lets him know, he says even in a whisper, that he says that I know Shviyas is Pater's me, you're not Machuyev to pay. And then he goes ahead, he's allowed to take, he's allowed to accept it. So the Gemara wants to know, Mishnah wants to know, in what other cases can you do this as well? Maksa chol b'shviya. A person goes ahead and paid back his chol during shviyas. Ruach chacham nochay menu. The chachamim are very okay with him, they're pleased with him. Even though the luck is, shviyas was m'shamet, and you're not m'chuyev to pay. And he said, I want to pay. And he insisted on paying. Chachamim have nakas ruach, because l'maisa, you're going l'flim ashur zadin, you're paying back somebody who lent you the money, did the right thing to you, even though l'maisa, again, that shmiyas is mishamet. So the right thing is to pay. The shmiyas is mishamet, but the best thing is still chachamim nochay that you go ahead and you pay. So therefore, it's chachamim nochay menu. Lashon of the Pnei Moshe, sheyesh lem nachas mimaisav. Chachamim have nachas from your actions. Davka shem aleva mishamani ve'omalav b'kin anosam. I'll give it to you. If it's the Lord, you follow the Allah and the Mishnah said before. Chachamim appreciate what you did because it's the right thing to do. Nochay menu. Now, the Mishnah continues. Another halacha. Halakeh ben ager shizkai ben ivim. A person borrows money from a ger whose sons will guy with him, and the ger dies. He asks money. You don't have to give the money back because it doesn't belong to him. It's ger cotton should not dummy. But if you hichsu, you went and you talk, you paid him. Chum nachman. Another thing, chumim are happy with what you did because again, since he is not mechuyev to give him because the father is no longer tied to him in any halachic manner. But the ma'aseh, the right thing is that you borrowed money from him. He should give it to his children. So giving them back, it's something that would be good, and they'll appreciate to be a kiddush Hashem, and therefore that's something that come on. I do appreciate what you're doing. Says the Marat Fulda, Dafka Banish Skaimo. These are only children that were Sky with him. The Yoshim and Aviyam and Avtorah. But then they Yorish from the father. We're afraid that they can go ahead. You don't give it to them. They're going to go back to where they come from. But if it went ahead, and Rasim was low b'kedusha, and they were born b'kedusha, then Allah says they never got no shaykhs to the father. Then the Yachshu, we're not afraid they're going to go back because they were born b'kedusha already. And Melo, therefore, there's no union to give it at all. He's never supposed to get ahead. They had no connection to the father anyway, and therefore there's no need to do it. And in Ruach HaKam, a minute. Then you don't have to wait to come. Don't even look at it. It's the right thing to do. You're giving away money to somebody. You're not mechuyev to do, and there's no ramifications, no good ramifications. Therefore, in that case, you should not give it to him. Not only don't you have to give it to him, but you're not mechuyev to give it to him anyway. That's the way the Marav Fulda learns. So the Marav Vayta. Whoever goes ahead and keeps his word, even though you didn't make Mashiach, but you just gave the word on a Kenyan, and you didn't know you're a Mechuyiv too because you didn't make a Kenyan, come and pleased with that person, because Lamaisa, word is a word. Even though you never kept, you didn't even know, because a word is a word. It says there, Ma'afulda, you didn't make Mashiach. If you make Mashiach, you can't back out anyway because you made a Kenyan on it. But even though you didn't, Mekayim Devaro, and Choza, if it's Tzedek and Tzedek did the right thing, you spoke nicely. Based on the pasuk, you spoke Tzedek. You said your person says something. The righteous person fulfills his words. So if you said it, bad same, you should keep your word, even your verbal word, your oral word, without a kinyan, still the chachamim appreciate what you're doing in your mechayim. Zot the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, that we said halacha is that the chachamim say you go racham nochay menu by a ger. As long as he goes ahead and he gives the dafka to the banav, to the ger's children. What does that mean? What does that mean? Of course, who else should you give it to? What does it mean? It's like the Gemara, Yossi boy, ma'ol b'vavana. What do you mean by alvana, as long as he gives it to his kids? Who else are we talking about? Why would you give it to anybody? Why would he be having to give it to anybody else? The whole point is giving it to his children. Because they're his children, they're connected to him. Gemara says, no. Im yesh lo banim, was saying, if the guy, ger, has sons, ma'asamun, you can't give it to the sons. You know, if he has daughters, you don't give it only to the sons. Emelo Bani had no sons, and myself, they give it to the daughters. That's what the Mishnah means. In other words, if he has children, you have to give it dafka to the daughters. But if he only has sons, but if he has daughters, then you should only give it to the daughters. Then you should give it to the daughters. Now, the same thing, a person, a Jew as well, only a son is Yorish, a father, But if he doesn't have any sons, and the daughter's in, daughter's Yarish. So to over here, you give it to Racham Nachman, and she give it to the daughters, to the daughters to give it to them. That's the Kiddush. Otherwise, you give it to the sons, not to the daughters. Zakta Gemara. What's the halacha? What's the reason why we do this? So the Gemara says, "Shalaytaymai shouldn't tell us how in Yerusha Zager devout Torah." You'll think that since the Yerusha Zager is no din Yerusha Zager minatara because he has no Ger Zakatan and Noladami, he has no connection to any relationship, any previous law, any previous connection. However, in Yerusha Zager devout Torah, Yaslabanav, she'll give it to his, back to his sons because Lamaisa Elamai. You'll tell me Dafka maybe sons, but daughters you're not mechuyif to at all. So if there's no sons, you're not mechuyif to give it back at all. Now look, no, he's telling you should go back and give it so, give it to his daughters. You don't have to give it to his daughters, but you should give it. That's the chiddush. You don't have to give it to the daughters, but you should give it to the sons. But if the daughters aren't there, then you give it to the daughters. That's the mouthful of the saying that you should give it back. You think Yasubanav Leibros Dafke give it to the sons. You don't have to give it at all. You should no, give it to only to his sons, not to his daughters. Maybe you think that even now, if he has sons and daughters, give it to all of them, because Batsim is no Din Yerusha anyway, so if you don't have to give it sons, not daughters, no, it's only, no, Zakav Yossi, Dafka, only to sons. But then if there's no sons, then you give it to the daughters. That's the Kiddush. So the Gemara, I'll give you a similar example. A person went ahead and died, he's the last of his father's family. And he only has Yerusha only from his mother's, only has, he has no other Yerusha except from his mother's. And then they don't get anything. Gemara says you don't have to give him anything because why? You don't have to give it back to him because pay back a little. A person borrowed from his father, he's the last one from his father. He's all there is relatives from the mother. You're not mechuyif to give it back. There's no connection. However, if yachzer, but you do give it back to the mother of the person who died, even though she's not halakhically, he's not mechuyif to. Like that, what you're doing, even though a mother doesn't inherit a son, halakha still, it's a nice thing to do, to give it back to the mother who is connected to the son. Doesn't have anything in Yerusha, but Lamaisa, you give it back because it's for the connection to the mother. The mother's, it's her son, and therefore you should give it back. So to Gemara, Agazan has a tshuva. What about a case where Agazan did tshuva? Well, big case, he wants to go back, give back what he stole. You accept it from him. It's good. The Chacham not happy with it. Why? Because Lamaisa, if you go ahead and you if you accept it from him, well, it's not Chacham not happy because this will have to stop even doing tshuva. What will they do? In other words, once he goes ahead and he'll get payment for a person won't change. If he can go back and give back what he stole, he wants to return a stolen article, you want to go ahead and accept it from him, then he won't do tshuva on the gezeila. So therefore, what we want to do is make sure he does tshuva. So we say, hey, don't accept it from him. We don't want to go ahead. We want people to do tshuva, not to go ahead and to take it and to do this way. It says the mafulda, because if you go ahead and you accept it from him, mono masamina tshuva, you're going to stop him doing tshuva because I gave back the thing. So what's the problem? What's the problem? We don't want to, you're not going to give back. You're not going to go ahead the next time do tshuva. So therefore, we don't want you to do that. Therefore, halach is, we don't accept it from you. We don't accept it from you. That's the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara. We're afraid if he goes back and gives back, and now he'll have nothing. So next time, he won't give it back. So if he says, no, we tell him, we don't take it from him. He wants to give it, we can give it, but we don't go take it from him. Zak the Gemara, v'chiyah b'shem av Yochanan Amar. And the Rashi Solo has an arichus whether this halacha that we just said, a gazlan that is true, whether you accept the vag zela that he stole, and the inechoram noikai menu, because we said, as we explained in the Mefarshim, that we don't want to stop him doing tshuva, because if he knows that he's going to have to give everything up that he has, he's going to want to, he may not want to do tshuva, and therefore we don't, the kana was not to take things from him, not to have to give back what he stole. But, and if you do that, if you take it from him, then you'll come to Achamenu. But Lamaisa, is this applied today or not? So there's an arichus, a rishmi, a little bit down from the Gemara, Baba Kama in the Bavli, whether it was meant a special takana in the time of Rebbe's generation, where this happened because of a ma'aseh shehayah that happened there, that a person didn't want to return the things that he stole because he'd be left with no money. So they made a takana that there's no takana shavim, not to have to return it. Otherwise, people won't return things. Whether that's something that applies in every generation. The Yishalmi's mashman that applies in every generation, because we're making a stam statement. However, the Bavlis, the Rishonim there, seemed to say Dafka, it was the time of the Dor Rebbe, the Dor of Rebbe, not over here. So the Chara would seem to be Machlokas Bavli and Rishalmi. Have to see further in the Rishonim as to what, how to reconcile these two Gemaras. The Mishnah continues. The Gemara continues. A person goes ahead and does business through the Dvarim, which means he doesn't do kinyanim. He made just a deal, a pair, just a verbal commitment to make a deal, but and then he backed out of it, and he doesn't continue, doesn't make kinyanim, and then he backs out of those deals. So what's the halacha? Sometimes you'll say the Chama not happy with him. Sometimes you're going to say that a person should be only given over Mishapara, which is the famous statement in the Gemara Matzia. Mishapara me anshi deramabili parami mishayno midla deburo. A very much a serious statement, because I'll say a person who gives a word and reneges from a business transaction that he gave his word to. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, the one who paid the deramabil back, will pay him back as well, which means he'll be punished. A little bit of a kasha. On one hand, it says that if you say Einacham Nochamenu, the other place you say that it's much worse. He's punished. It's Mishapara. That'll be, should be punished, significantly punished. So Mimela, how do we understand the difference in these two cases? Why one place do we say just Einacham Nochamenu, the other place it says much more of Mishapara? It says them full to explain. And he goes back. So sometimes we say, if you go back, come and unhappy. Sometimes we say, we punish him, Shapara. And Tavaya Emes, and both of them are true. Sheikh no sin la'arin. So we talk about Emes and explain, Nafkamina, whether you gave money, was there anything transacted? Was there any money that changed hands or not? Well, said, if you went ahead and you changed hands, it was some kind of security deposit, then that would be over Mishapara. But if he didn't give any security deposit, it's much less of a commitment. They're just Enruchal Nomad. It's not that serious. It's not as terrible as Mishapara. It'd be punished in Mishapara, but it'll be punished more for what you're doing incorrectly. We don't like coming unhappy with it, so you'll be punished for Mishapara to get it for this. The luck would be that now, obviously, we're talking about a case where there's no Kenyan. If there'd be a Kenyan, then of course you can't. The obligated, he has to continue, he loses the deposit, he doesn't go through with the Kenyan, he doesn't go through with the transaction, but we're talking about a case where there's no Kenyan. So then again, if it's just security, then it's Mishapara. If there's no security, then it's just a question of not keeping your word, that's already Einacham Nachem Einacham, and not happy with a person who does that. Says the Gemara, Zira, Yochanan. I know it's an Eirav and Tabas to Chaver. A person gave a ring as Tabas as an Eirav, and he gave a ring as a security to his friend. But he also, and then he wanted to go back and change his mind on the deal. Chozobo, you're allowed to go ahead and do that. I Mishapara. No, it's not a Mishapara because Lamaisa, because the he knows that the ring is not a payment, a form of a payment, because it's his ring. It's only like to record the agreement, to make a thing, to record that they had a discussion. But it's not considered pirah, not a payment. And therefore, there's no dinah mishapara in such a case. In such a case, because lemaisa, yes, but not anything more. Says the Marfula to explain. You only gave him to him as a Karen Balma. Just remember we had this conversation, we had this deal, and I gave you the ring as a security, but it's not a piroi. It's not actually I never will be cashing my ring or sell my ring. That would never be the purpose. And therefore, look at such a case, is not, there's no din of Mishapara, unless it's an Ayurvan, a real security that you're actually giving over in lieu of the deal happening. That would be already a din of Mishapara, as the Gemara just finished saying. Okay, so therefore that would not be considered over Mishapara in such a case. The Gemara wants to know. Ask him a question. He wants to say, what happened is Zov. What happened is if he gave over a gold coin, was that like a ring, which means that there's no Mishapara? Or was that like an environment? Is that like considered you return the deal? Would that be a Mishapara? What is that? Is that considered like a ring or not? Or is it worse than a ring? And be considered as if you mom was taking back from him. So Dino Kadabas. Is it like the Bas, a ring? Oh, Dino Kadabas, it's like a connected Mosa. So is it a Mishapara, not Mishapara? So Gemara says, Beit Gemara, Mash wants to know, Amalei Tabas. It said, Lekaira, Dafka Tabas, not a coin. What's a good? That's, I understand. But my Zavah, what's the difference? I'm asking what the difference of the two cases are. So Gemara explains this far. Zav Dafka Lishtanos. A gold coin, a person goes ahead, you turn it over, you go sell it for the coins, you break it down, and if it's made to cash. Tabas Venuhu, the ring is not for anything. A ring is a ring. It stays a ring. No one's using it to melt it down, to sell it, to break it up, a ring is just a sign of a recognize that we had a discussion about a deal. But it's not any payment at all. Therefore, there's no din. Misha Parah there, that's the difference of the two cases. It says the Marful to explain. Dakolishtanos, that's sort of dummy Mishnah. The gold coin, you go ahead, you take it, you make money from it. You exchange it for money. Mashenka Tabas, but you know that you sell as a ring, it's complete. You don't sell it. It's a mashkin for the deal. It's nothing more than that. Therefore, it would not be the same halacha. Says the Gemara. What about Yom Yochanan? A person says, I'm going to give a gift to my friend. Big guy changes his mind, doesn't want to give the gift. Chosabu is allowed to go ahead and give. You know, again, he didn't make a kinyan on it. You're not talking about a deal, a business deal. He wanted to give his present, a friend a present, and decided that he doesn't want to do it. Doesn't want to do it. And the question is there, no Mishapara. There's nothing there. There's no Chari, not even in Racham Noichan Menu. It's your obligation. You don't have to give a gift. You want to give a gift. El Chari, it's nothing. And yet the Halakha Zmar says, you got to go ahead and do it. He got up and he said, Amalei, how he not said it again? What about your word? Did we say it correct is yes and no is no? Did we say that the word, a word is a word, as we said earlier yesterday's daf. A word hain means that yes. You said yes and you said no. It has to be the right thing. You're breaking your promise. You're breaking your word. That's all right. So what do you mean it's nothing? The time when he said he's going to give the gift, it was correct. In other words, that situation was he was in a good mood. Something happened that day. He wanted to give him a gift as a gift, as a present, for something that he did. And now things changed. So Mela, he's not changing the offer. He's just retracting on his on the circumstances change. Mela, therefore, that's why it's different. My Polika disagrees, or Babylon argues and says, when I tell my members of my family, because I'm in a present, I never renege on my commitment, to do so. Under any circumstances, I don't do that. I hold strong. So that would also be considered something that I shouldn't be doing. So Mafula says, Rav is arguing on what we said before of Yosi. And he's saying, Shamal ibn Beisel, when he tells me Matana, I don't go back. And therefore, it's I feel Nishtane is a dover. Even if something, circumstances changed, would make me go back, which I never would have done it at that time. I never would have offered it at the time. It doesn't make a difference. I still don't go back. So everyone agreeing that if you say something, I'm going to give a gift, and no, circumstances are the same, you have to give it. Because otherwise, you're breaking your word. It's a pasuk says, as we said yesterday. However, we're talking about a case where circumstances change. The question is, how strong of a commitment is what you said? So again, Rav says, I don't care if circumstances change. I never go back. I know I never change. And the... I never change. Masha ain't Cain, but if the circumstances, but it doesn't make a difference. But Rav Yosi said, no, it's only the time that you're over on that iser of that tzedek, of ain lav tzedek, ain tzedek, that question of changing your word, of not keeping honesty, not being an honest person, that's only if the circumstances are the same. But if the circumstances change, you have a right to change your mind and say, I wouldn't have given it in such a case. That's Rav Yosi Shita. So we have a machlekes between Rav Yosi and Rav. Now get to this halacha when you're allowed to break your commitment on a matana dika thing, not on a business deal, but it's only when you don't have any reason to know, no one's pressing you, nobody's tying on you, it's something you're giving beratzon. And the question is, therefore, how far does that go to be able to keep your word in such a situation? Okay, so the Gemara, let's get back to it. So the Gemara says that the Gemara wants to continue with this discussion. Gemara says, Masisa pliga Rav. We have a kasha, Mabraisa against Rav. When did we say that Matatlin is in the Kodama Mashiko? It's either a Rabbim or a Chutz doesn't belong to any of them. Neutral property, not the site, not the seller, nor the buyer. And then, of course, you have to have a Kenyan to do something. But if it's in Rishus Lokeach, given Shekibala, once you accepted it, you don't need Mashiko. The Kenyan, the Chutz is going. If it's in a seller's, then you have to go lift it up. Then you have to do Kenyan or Mashiach, or take it out of Shus Abaylam. Because it's still Kuzma, it's in the seller's Rishus, so it's his. So you have to do something, lift it up, or do a Mashiach to take it out. But if it's in the Lokeach's Rishus, Once it's aviyah, you don't do anything because you're mekabel on it. Your chutzah is kinyan. She's a mekadon etzlo. If it's a property that they have mekadon etzlo, they put it to mekadon there. It's not, actually, it's a kenyan. It's not, you can't acquire it until you have some kenyan done. Here's a kenyan until the person who is the bali mekadon holds it for you. And you say it takes it for you. Otherwise, it's nothing, not mesakad. You don't get a mekadon. You don't own a mekadon. But your yak is go mekadon. You go ahead and rent out the place where you have a place where you maybe you don't own it, but it's going to rent you out the place where it is, where the object are, then that courtyard could be kona. You don't have to own the whole courtyard. You can just go give them a little spot of that place where the object that we're talking about is, and that would be sufficient enough to have chatzah kona. That would be enough to be a chatzah. Therefore, in such a case, even if it's in the ends of the moicher, or the lekech, it should be considered good enough. So that, the chari is the halacha of kinyan chatzah, that makes a difference whether you need mashiach or not. So I said, one second. This was a brisa. You're asking Kasha and Rav. How are they Rav? What is this brisa got to do with Rav? Rav's not doing it. Talking about what is not the Mashiach. We're talking about the words, saying something, retracting on a word that you're going to give it as a gift. So I said, no. Kaj give me the remo. Talking about a case where the person says, where he was together with the person he's going to give a gift to. Reuven's giving a gift to Shimon. Rav says, if you told him you're going to give him a gift and he's standing next to you, then Allah, because then you don't retract. That's the case. You told him, the person told him, you're going to give it to him. You have to give it to him. The case where we said that you don't go, you're not standing together with the buyer, then there's nothing. There's no Kenyan, there's no Karka, nothing there. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to go ahead. There's no Kenyan, nothing done. You can retract whenever you want. In other words, when you're standing with the person and maybe you're standing in the person's house, so then when you say giving him a tana, so like that'd be Kona for him. The property would be Kona for him. So now you say, I'm giving it to you, so now it's like yours already. And therefore, the Rav would not retract from there. But in a case where you're not seeing anybody's reshus, you're not with the person, there's no reshus there, then clearly that would not be the same problem. And you could say you change your mind, and there's no problem. If Yochanan and Rav both would agree that there's no eschivus for you to do so, and you could change your mind when you want to as well. So the Gemara is like, this is the way that Marfuda learns the Gemara, and explains why this would be different. And they said that the two different cases here. One is where halakha is that you're supposed to, what you're obligated to. The other was minis chasidus. So we said the minis chasidus that you're doing, we'll see in the Gemara in a minute, another example of how far we go that you're required to keep minis chasidus. You're not required to only do minadin, whatever the din says to you. And if the halakha din says that there was no, you hit together the property guy could be kona, so therefore it's like he owned it now. So you can't retract. It would be not nice to retract. But lemaisa, if the guy's not here and you just said it, then stop, it's milim ba'alma. And even Rav would agree in such a case, a dibur itself is not enough, and you could go give it back. You could retract, and it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya. Hey, I'll bring you a show that I'm telling you is this is halacha, this is the truth halacha. Chad banash afkid eruven al milcha diyakaris. There was a certain person who gave a security for purchasing salt, and it wasn't delivered yet, and he gave it, and he went and gave the pikadon, gave a security deposit for salt that he was buying from a merchant. And then what happened was, the salt went up, yikaras, the salt became much more expensive now. So therefore, the seller says, I'm not selling it for what I agree with you on. I agree with you on $10 a pound. It went up today to $20 a pound. I'm not selling you for that price. He wanted to retract. I was like, I'd rather came in front of Rav. Can I go ahead and, can I undo? Can I withdraw my commitment? I'm a layer. I've said, oh, yitin lo alif. Oh, no, either give him the salt equal to your entire eruv on your security, or buy it, could give him over to you for a mishapara that you'll be punished for it. Rav held, and that's what happened. When he had the salt, since it was security, and he gave it as a down payment for the security, so in other words, that's already an obligation. In other words, you went ahead and you gave an obligation, so the eruvon that you gave was sold as a security deposit. I got to put a deposit for where I'm going to go give you whatever I'm going to give you, the rest I'm going to give you. But now sold became more expensive, and he said, God doesn't want it back. I don't want such a give you such an expensive, a cheaper deal for this sold. So since you only gave the sold, and now you have to give him the sold, whatever the amount that he gave, was sold equal to the mashka on the erevin that you gave him a value of $100 worth of salt. You have to give him that amount, or you're backing out a deal. You're over mishapera, and you're being punished for reneging on your deal. So he had, what's the pshat? Why would he give him this rovim kineged the melech? So he says the marfulda ayvunon kineged ayvunon kana. You go ahead. You have to give him based upon what you're buying. You're buying salt. You gave him $100 worth of salt deposit. That you have to give him $100 worth of that salt. If you don't give it to him, then he gets a mishapara, which means that you're committed to make the deal. So which means that even though so the question is, why don't you say you keep the salt? Really, you can't. He tells him you have two choices. Either do one or the other. Vice says that it's not a kinyan on the salt. He doesn't make a kinyan on the security deposit. He doesn't get him a kinyan on it. It's not his. It should be connected to him to get it. But he actually wasn't koneh. So Rav Shita is such a halacha where you have rights to it. And you have a right to see that the deal comes through based upon your agreement because it went up because you made it you had a security, you had a kinyan on the salt. Lamaisa, you don't actually own it, and therefore if he doesn't want to honor the agreement, then you can't force an embezzlement, but he's over in Mishapara. So just 1 second. Rav doesn't make any sense, but Kafashita the Rav. Look, we have a steer in Rav. Turning around, Rav is exactly the opposite. Tamil, my fool, you said, when I tell the people in my family to give a gift, because I never go back, and I'm oven. And here he's telling the guy, you never really require, you didn't really have the salt. You should do it because you're over Mishapara. But you're not really over it. You're not really violating an Isser because Lamaisa, you don't really own the salt. But didn't we just finish saying that Rav says, whenever I give a Masei Matana, I never retract on it. But he says there is a type of Kenyan there. So what is it? It's a Manush, it's a Stira. Does Rav say that that giving a security is a Machayev, it's considered you own it? And that's why he said, I never retract from saying a gift? Or is he saying that no, it's not considered that? And that's why you're allowed to go bad. You're over Mishapara, but you're not over, not like you're violating the kinyan. You have a right to back out. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference. There's a difference between two cases. It's not a stira. Why not? Gemara says, because we're talking about cases where they were all, Gemara teaches one, it's the one Malkin, that they're all standing together, that the halacha would be, as Gemara explained, lina haki, where they make some kind of a deal where they're all standing together and they're all coning each other. They all being koneh together. That would be the way the Gemara would explain. Gemara says, or Gemara says, Tamei minas adin, tell us halacha would be minas adin, that the minas adin would be mani noag rav noag. What would minas adin? That which rav is noag himself. That's minas chasidus. That's without a chid. In other words, betzem really, the person himself, the person himself who made this deal, who doesn't want to honor the commitment. But says really over his sermon, he could be over his head. Rav himself said he could be go ahead and to go ahead and say, listen, you did something wrong. We have a right. You didn't do anything wrong. You took it over. The guys gave it to you. You didn't do anything wrong. So why is Rav being machmir? Rav no. Rav himself is being machmir. But Rav said that it's really bad. Some day you're not mechoyev to. But you can read it, can read that. But minas chasidus, you don't. Minas chasidus, you don't get it. So really, be'etzem, it could be that in a chanami, that since you didn't make a kinyan on it, there's no kinyan at all, there's no nothing. But the reason over there that Rav was makbid, and he said to him, the person, that you should go ahead and you should give the guy a gift, the child a gift. What does that mean? Why did he do that? I wouldn't retract my gift. I could continue giving the gift that I gave. It's because be'etzem, it's only minas chasidus. Says the Rafulda. Even though in a chanami, he's not mazam, it's not a kinyan. He doesn't have any schus in the thing. From the Mishadunu, so he went ahead and made his chasidus. So that's what he was. That was what his taina was. His taina was not on the etzem davar. There's not a steer in Rav. I'm not saying the Rav holds that you are kinyan, even though you're not kona. It's only a milsa chasidus, and that's not a deraisa, and therefore he was suggesting that therefore you should go ahead. I won't tell my family. I told him to go ahead to renege and to change their mind because that would not be. That would not be appropriate. That would be a chil Hashem. And if I won't retract on that, on something that I offered to give, that I won't retract on my share until we have a complete understanding of what the kinyan is, what I'm getting, what I committed to, and if I committed to, in order to be able to make a gemar kinyan. Otherwise, without an actual mashicha agbah, nothing really is said. It's only words, and words itself are not a kinyan. Ad kan, Masechta Shviyas Yerushalmi.